Bump, set, fight. It's time for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork. Your place for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. Let's go live to the court.
And we bid you good evening from Johnson County Central High School in Tecumseh. It's ECNC Conference Tournament time here in Tecumseh. And boy, we've already had some exciting volleyball tonight. Our first match, as you might imagine, we're starting late here, went five full sets. Elmwood Murdoch, an upset of sorts, defeating the Freeman Falcons. Elmwood Murdoch took set 125-20. It was Freeman 25-16 in set two. Now, real squeaker in set three, Elmwood Murdoch took that one 26-24. Freeman came back, dominated in set four, 25-12, and then a real squeaker in that fifth set. Elmwood Murdoch prevailing 15-13, the final of that one. So Elmwood Murdoch advances to the championship. They will face the winner of our upcoming match here between Johnson County Central and the Auburn Bulldogs. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's live coverage of ECNC volleyball action from here in Tecumseh. Tonight over on KTNC, we've also got live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. John Nixon is in Wymore, and his first game tonight saw Exeter Milligan Friend defeating Sacred Heart 3-0, 25-17, 25-18, 25-18. And in the second game of the night over on KTNC, after set number one, Johnson Brock took it over Pawnee City 25-12. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading that second match one set to none. That's the situation over on KTNC. Tonight's presenting sponsor is Mead Lumber Company, helping to bring you live coverage of tonight's ECNC volleyball tournament. Also, other sponsors involved in tonight's broadcast include Nemaha County Hospital, Tri-State Truck and Tractor, as well as Auburn Insurance, Albert Dunn and Burns, Heller Martial Arts, Frontier Bank, Community Insurance Group, W7 Design Company, Nicole Witt in Fall City, as well as Metzger Construction, Western National Bank, Chief Drug in Tecumseh, and the Keeping Room Boutique in Nebraska City. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy our live coverage of high school volleyball. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout here, then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's match between the Auburn Bulldogs and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. That's coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Johnson County Central High School, the ECN. CNC Conference Tournament. Up next, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs taking on the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Both of these teams reached the semifinal with sweeps in their first round game. The Auburn Bulldogs swept Meade in convincing fashion, 25-12, 25-12, and 25-11. Johnson County Central, they got the win over Weeping Water, 25-12, 25-8, 25-17. The Auburn Bulldogs come into tonight's game a season record of 18-10. Johnson County Central, most of our listeners are aware, they are undefeated, 24-0 on the season. The Bulldogs coach by Coach Kara Ingalls, Johnson County Central by Coach Tim Hedger. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Auburn Bulldogs, they'll go with Bren Casey at the libero. She's a 5'2 junior. Jaden Vladar is an outside hitter, a senior at 5'7. Lily Greer, 5'11, and a junior as a middle hitter. Emma Hyde. Hyde is the center. She's 5'9 and a senior. Grayson Jones, a right side hitter, 5'6 sophomore. Heidi Gertis, a middle hitter. She's a junior at 5'10. And Taylor Crawford rounds out the starters for Auburn. She is a 5'6 sophomore outside hitter. Starting lineup for the undefeated Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Coach Tim Hedger will go with Sharlyn Bobadilla. Bobadilla is a 5'7 senior middle blocker. Riley Wellensek. Wellensek is the center. She's a 5'9 sophomore. Molly Weber. You'll hear a lot about Molly at the middle of the, at the front of the net tonight. She's a 5'10 junior. Sophia Smith is the libero, just a sophomore at 5'8. And Harley Lubin, she's the first of the big 1-2 punch you're going to hear about. Lubin, a 5'11 senior. She had 7 kills in the match last night against Weeping Water. She's an outside hitter. Reese Carter, 5'7 and a sophomore, is a defensive specialist. And Ashley Beefy, 6'3, a senior, outside hitter. She's the leader of this team, had 21 kills in the match last night. So you'll hear a lot about Harley Lubin and Ashley Beefy. They're the 1-2 punch here for Johnson County that just keeps delivering en route to this 24-0 season that the Thunderbirds have put together thus far. We mentioned earlier, we are at Tecumseh tonight, Johnson County Central High School. And, well, if you're going to work volleyball on the radio, this has got to be your favorite place to come. The folks here at Johnson County Central have a great big Daktronics scoreboard inside their gymnasium here. This is what you'll see at the college level. And they've got it set up with all the players' numbers up on both sides. And they will be recording aces and kills for me as they occur right up there on the scoreboard. And John Nixon would be envying me right now. He's over at Wymore, where you have to keep your own stats on a piece of paper. All I've got to do is look up at this nice scoreboard, and they tell me, for example, last night when Ashley Beethy got her 21st kill on the evening. So that's going to be a real luxury for me in this broadcast tonight here from Tecumseh. Our Auburn listeners, we want to remind you that we will have Auburn Bulldog football for you coming up Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. Blaine Behrens is going to join me for the broadcast. The Auburn Bulldogs will be hosting the Syracuse Rockets. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff coming up Friday night. Our pregame show at 6:40. You'll hear that live from Auburn here on Sunny 101.3. Also want to remind you, we will be back here in Tecumseh this coming Thursday night for the ECNC Championships, the third place game, and for the conference championship in the tournament. That'll be heard live also here on Sunny 101.3 coming up Thursday night. Then on Saturday, I'll be traveling to Wymore for the finals and the third place consolation games of the Pioneer Conference Tournament volleyball. So a busy week of high school sports coming your way, both here on Sunny 101.3 and over on KTMC. I believe we're getting set here for our national anthem, so we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Fall City.
start your martial arts journey today. Tela Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
If you're in business locally, you already know what it takes to succeed. Hard work and some timely help. At Frontier Bank, we're a local business too, offering businesses like yours the financial tools you need to succeed. Helping you grow is what we're all about. Stop by and talk to our commercial specialist or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we broke away for the national anthem there for a commercial break, and I kind of was wishing I hadn't done that because we had a wonderful local rendition of the national anthem performed on the stage right here near my broadcast point. And you know who was singing it? Several members of the Johnson County Central Volleyball team. They left the floor with their teammates, came up here, formed up, and performed the national anthem for us, and they are now back down the floor getting ready to play volleyball. So multi-talented young ladies here, both 24-0 on the volleyball court, and that was an undefeated national anthem that they performed tonight also. Tip of the hat to those young ladies. Having the introduction of starting lineups right now over the public address system, again to update you, we went five sets in the game earlier this evening with Elwood Murdoch getting the 3-2 win over Freeman. That means the winner of this one will face the Elwood Murdoch Knights coming up this Thursday evening in the championship of the ECNC Conference Tournament. And the Freeman Falcons will move to the third place consolation game to face the loser of this one between Auburn and Johnson County Central. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play. Kurt Tillman is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Again, our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber, with locations in Nebraska City, Beatrice, and throughout Nebraska. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for tonight's coverage of high school volleyball right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. All right, we've completed the introduction of starters. Casey, Vladar, Greer, Hyde, Jones, Gertis, and Crawford, the starters for Auburn. Bobadilla, Wellensek, Weber, Smith, Lubin, Carter, and Beefy, the starters for HTRS. The officials out here getting the girls lined up, and we're ready for high school volleyball tonight here on Sunny 101.3. A little late getting started. This was supposed to be a 7 o'clock first serve. So we're about 45 minutes or so late, but looking forward for some exciting volleyball tonight here in Tecumseh. Auburn will serve to get us started. Back to serve the ball will be Grayson Jones, 5'6", right side hitter, a sophomore. Jones to serve. Waiting in the back row are Lubin and Carter, along with Smith. Here's the serve, the set. They set Beatty right away. Beatty with the tip and the kill. Ashley Beefy with a quick kill on the attack here on the left side. Her first kill of the night. Johnson County goes up 1-0 here in set number one. Now serving for the Thunderbirds, Molly Weber. Weber, 5'10 junior, middle blocker. Her serve goes to the back row, picked up with the set to the far left side on the attack. That's on the attack on the left side. That's Taylor. Couldn't get it down. The ball goes out, and it'll be, the point goes to Auburn. So we're even at one apiece here. Serving now for the Bulldogs, Nora Jacobitz. Jacobitz, a 5'2 sophomore, in to serve. into the back row. It's long, just a little bit too strong outside the baseline, and service error against Auburn. Point goes to Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds up 2-1 here in set number one. JCC in to serve it away. Back row is going to be picked up back here by Casey. The set, the attack by Gertis, couldn't get it down. Now Beatty on the attack, and she drops it into the back corner on the right side. Ashley Beatty, her second kill of the match already. And back to serve once again for Johnson County is Riley Wellensek. 3-1, JCC on top here in set number one. Wellensek serves to the back row right corner. Free ball comes over the top, just drops inside. They put a free ball over, just dropped inside the left line. And the point goes to Johnson County Central. Point Auburn, my mistake, I beg your pardon. Point Auburn, 3-2 now. Serving for Auburn, Emery Taylor. It's dug out, they'll set Beatty again on the left side, and Beatty with the kill, her third kill already. Johnson County Central has 4 points on the board, three of them courtesy of the kills here by Beatty on the near side. Now Beatty in to serve for JCC. 4-2, Johnson County Central leading Auburn in set number one. Ashley Beatty serve, deep corner, left side. Here's the set from Hyde, sets it to the left side to Glodar. Glodar has got the kill, got it down. Give Jaden Glodar her first kill of the night. 4-3 now, Johnson County Central up by one. Serving for Auburn. In the back row here, Emma Hyde. Hyde delivers deep in the corner on the left side. They set Harley Lubin. Lubin off the block, got the kill. Going up for the block there for Auburn was Heidi Gertis, but the ball went off of her block out of bounds. And the kill goes to Harley Lubin, her first kill of the night. 5-3, Johnson County Central, lead set number one, up by two. Serving, Sophia Smith, the libero. Oh, nice tight serve, dropped just over the net. Here's a set to the left side. Set it to Gertis. Gertis couldn't get it down. Now they'll set it across on the attack is Emery Taylor. Taylor with the kill. Off the touch, out of bounds. Taylor's first kill of the night. Point goes to Auburn. 5-4. Johnson County Central up by one. Serving for Auburn, Heidi Gertis. Puts it to the back row. They'll set it to Lubin. No, Beatty out of the back row. Set goes off the block. Beatty with another kill, this time out of the back row. They get it to Ashley Beatty in so many ways. She's got such finesse on the ball. I was here watching her last night taking some pictures, and talk more about that in a minute here. Here comes the serve to the back row. Dug out. Passed forward to Hyde. Hyde with the set on the near side. Gets it to Glodar. Glodar with the swing. Just wide to the left. Glodar could not get it down. Point goes Johnson County Central. Thunderbird serving. 7-4, Johnson County Central. Set number one. Here's an ace serve out of their back. Tried to handle it with Jaden Glodar. Glodar couldn't get it down. The ace serve by Johnson County's Reese Carter. Carter back for her second serve. 8-4 now. JCC has doubled up the score on the Auburn Bulldogs. Carter's another ace serve. Back-to-back aces for Carter. She dropped that one right in front of Heidi Gertis. Gertis could not get down to dig it out in that back row. So Reese Carter back to serve again with back-to-back aces. There's Carter's third attempt. This time it is picked up in the back. They set it to Greer. Greer puts it across. That's to Taylor. Taylor on the attack. A joust at the net. Up there battling after it was Lily Greer, but the ball dropped on the Auburn side. Point goes Johnson County Central. Greer was battling there with Molly Weber, and Weber managed to force it over the top of the net and drop it down. 10-4 now. JCC up by six in set number one. Pass comes to Hyde. Hyde will set to the near side. Attack by Glodar, got it down. Jaden Glodar with the kill. Glodar's first kill of the night. Auburn back to serve. Serving for the Bulldogs is Bryn Casey. Casey goes to Beatty in the back row. They'll set it to the right to Lubin. Lubin with a hard swing, couldn't get it down. Ball returned across the net, a free ball to Johnson County Central. There's a shot from the corner by Molly Weber. Weber with the kill on the right side. hit it across court from the right side into the left rear corner. Somehow Weber threaded the needle between defenders. Molly Weber with a good look at attack. 11-5, Johnson County Central by 6. There's another ace serve, this one by Harley Lubin. Auburn having a difficult time handling these low trajectory, high velocity serves is the way you describe them. Here's Harley Lubin again, delivers, just clears the net, and again an ace serve, this time not able to handle it was Bryn Casey. Bulldogs are having a tough time. Timeout taken, Auburn, 13-15. JCC on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, when you combine Ashley Beatty's four kills with four ace serves by Johnson County Central, two ace serves by Harley Lubin, and two of them by Reese Carter, that adds up right now to an 8-point advantage for the Thunderbirds. 13-5 here in set number one with Harley Lubin serving for the T-Birds. Lubin served to the right rear corner. This put forward, the set comes up to Greer. Greer tried to tip it over, couldn't get it. There's an attack by Beatty from the left side, wouldn't go. They'll set Beatty again, a big swing, and she got it down. Ashley Beatty is a swinging machine up here. When she attacks from this left side, she is so high, the ball is coming down with such a steep trajectory right at the feet of the Auburn girls. Here's the service set across on the far side to Emery Taylor. Taylor got it into the net and out of bounds, and the point goes to Johnson County Central. Double-digit lead now for the Thunderbirds, 15-5. JCC on top, Harley Lubin to serve. Lubin serving, hides the setter, sets it across, gives the set to Emery Taylor. Taylor on the attack. They set Beatty. Beatty with a little dink this time. They dug it out. Good job digging it out by Grayson Jones. They just give a free ball over the net. The set to Beatty again, and she's got the kill. Ashley Beatty is having her way with the Auburn front row here. She is so far above those blocks that it's difficult to do anything about it. She's 6'3" and a senior, jumps pretty well, and she's way above the blocks. Here's the ball received by Bryn Casey, set to the near side. The attack by Grayson Jones, too long, went out on the back line. Jones just a little too strong on it. It's 17-5. Johnson County Central dominating. Harley Lubin continues to serve for the T-Birds. Lubin to the back row. On the receive is Heidi Gerdes. They pass it forward. The attack by Taylor. Taylor couldn't get it down. This time Molly Weber with a little dink over the net. And she'll get it down. Molly Weber with the kill. Weber, 5'10 and a junior. She's a middle blocker. Her third kill of the match. Beatty has 6. Weber has 3. Timeout taken, Auburn. 18-5. JCC up. We're back in 30 seconds. You're enjoying high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, these Auburn and Johnson County Central fans started fighting in here around 6:30, anticipating a 7 o'clock start. They had an hour and 15 minutes to wait as that previous match went 5 sets. Serving is Lubin. The set to the left side to Taylor. Taylor got the candy cane stripe there, hit the antenna on the swing. That's out. Point Johnson County. 19-5. Harley Lubin continuing to serve. Lubin to the back row. Again, the setter is high. She'll set it to the left side to Taylor. Taylor got it over that time. Set to Beathy on the attack. This time they dug it out in the back row. Again to Taylor. Taylor with the swing and got it down on the attack. Emery Taylor, 5'7" sophomore, on the left side. Put that between two blockers. They had a pretty good block up in front of her. She somehow got it around them. Now serving for the Auburn Bulldogs is Grayson Jones, a sophomore. Jones puts it right in the donut hole in the middle. They dig it out. They come to Beathy. She'll put her free ball over the net. With the set, Emma Hyde sets it up for Lily Greer. Greer couldn't get it to drop. Lubin dug it out. Set to Beathy on the attack. Beathy with the kill. Ashley Beathy pretty much unstoppable here in set number one. She has 7 kills already. 20-6 your score. Johnson County Central over Auburn. Molly Weber back to serve. Weber into the net. Service error for Weber. She's frustrated with that. Into the match for the Bulldogs. Nora Jacobitz checks in, replacing Lily Greer. Jacobitz in, just a sophomore at 5'2". She will serve here for the Bulldogs. 20-7. Your score in set number one. Johnson County Central leads it. They'll set it again to Beathy. Beathy on the attack. She's got it down. Ashley Beathy just keeps piling up the kills here. Already 8 kills in set number one of this match for Ashley Beathy. It's not a one-trick pony here either. They've got some girls can back her up, but Beathy is just dominating right now. Here's a service error. Johnson County Central serve went into the net. Jaden Goddard struggled with that one, so service now goes back over to Emery Taylor for the Bulldogs. Taylor, oh, tough to dig out. Ace serve for Emery Taylor. Taylor put it right in front of Harley Lubin in the back row, couldn't dig it out. So Emery Taylor gets the service error, service ace rather, for Auburn. Taylor back to serve once again. This time serves to the left rear corner. A little dink. And the setter there surprised everybody when she just dumped it over. That's Sophia Smid. Dumped it over the net instead of setting it. And the point goes to Johnson County Central. We set it 22-9. Ashley Beathy to serve. The pass comes up to Hyde. Hyde sets it across to Glador. Glador with a big swing but couldn't get it to drop. Now Harley Lubin gives him a free ball back across. They're going to set Glador again. No, this time they faked it to Glador. Heidi Gertis on the swing couldn't get it. Harley Lubin on the attack for Johnson County Central. Back row set. They set it back to Taylor. Taylor on the swing. Can't get it. Bobadilla puts it across to get the Glador. That won't go. Now the set comes from Jones across the way to Glador. Glador tried to drop it, couldn't get it. They set Harley Lubin on the attack off the block. Lubin with the kill. Harley Lubin with the kill off the block. 23-9 for Lubin. That's her second kill of the match. 23-9 in set number one. Johnson County Central leading the Auburn Bulldogs here in dominating fashion. Ashley Beathy serving for the T-Birds. Picked up in the back row. They pass it forward to Hyde. Free ball comes over. Beathy puts it forward to the front of the net. Wellenset sets Lubin. Lubin couldn't get it to drop. Now across the net, a big swing from the other way by Glador. Again, they set Lubin. Lubin with the attack. Got it down. Harley Lubin with her third kill. And it is set point, Johnson County Central, 24-9. We stand at 24-9, Johnson County Central, set point. With Beathy serving, Ashley Beathy. Into the back row to Bryn Casey. Casey puts it forward. The attack by Heidi Gertis won't drop. On the far side, on the attack, Buchanan for Johnson County Central. Buchanan had another swing at it. Now Harley Lubin with the attack. She tries to put it in the corner, got it down. Harley Lubin put it down for set point. JCC takes set number one, 25-9 over Auburn. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. as they work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small-town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
Hey, Thunderbirds, winter's on the way. Are you ready? Chief Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Chief Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
Shop, sip, and dine at The Keeping Room, Nebraska City's one-stop wonder. From daily lunch specials and homemade desserts to seasonal home decor, gifts and clothing, and Polish pottery, it's a boutique and cafe rolled into one. Don't miss our Christmas open house November 7th through 9th, featuring shopping, Santa, live music, cookies, and hot cider. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, with lunch served daily at 11. The Keeping Room, where every visit feels like coming home.
Sunny 101.3.
Johnson County Central took set number one in convincing fashion here, 25-9, on the shoulders of Ashley Beathy's 8 kills at the net. 4 ace services, 8 kills from Beathy, all added up to a 25-9 win there. Harley Lubin will serve to start set number two for Johnson County Central. Casey passes forward to Hyde. Hyde sets across. On the attack is Taylor. Taylor with a tough swing couldn't get it. Here's Beathy tipping it over. Beathy didn't get a swing on that one. Again, Taylor. And this time, Taylor against the block. It goes out off the block, and the kill goes to Taylor. Emery Taylor, a sophomore, gets the kill for Auburn, and the Bulldogs go up 1-0 here in set number two. Jakovic in to serve it for the Bulldogs. Jakovic serves to the left rear corner. Picked up in the back. There's Molly Weber on the attack, and Weber has the kill. Molly Weber for Johnson County Central. Got the set coming her way from Smid and put it right down. Molly Weber in to serve now for Johnson County Central. Weber serves deep corner left side. There's a little dink over the net by the center, Hyde, set to Beathy. Beathy with a little finesse that time and gets the kill. Everybody was looking for the big swing, and when it looks like she's going to hit you with the fastball, she throws the changeup and just tips it down over the net, drops it in front of the blockers. Another kill for Beathy. That's her 9th kill of the night. Molly Weber serving. Weber from that back puts it to the left rear corner. Hyde will set it across to Taylor. Taylor with a swing, couldn't get it. There's a block put up by Heidi Gertis on the block, and she gets it to drop. Nice job there on defense by Heidi Gertis. 5'10 junior went straight up against the hitter from Johnson County Central, won the battle. We're tied at 2, even at 2 apiece here in set number 2. JCC took the first set 25-9. Here's Beefy on the slide down the net, puts it over. Dug out nicely in the back by Jakovic. Pass comes forward. There's a swing. Bobadilla. Bobadilla going to have a net violation on Auburn as Bobadilla took a swing at it. Point goes Johnson County Central. In for Auburn, Lily Greer. Now Bryn Casey checks in for her as the libero. Casey is in as the libero. Serving is Lubin. Ball into the back row. Beathy saves it from going out in the corner. Free ball comes across to Casey. They set it up for Taylor. She gets it just over the net. Now set to Beathy on the attack, and she'll put it down. You watch Ashley Beathy play here, and it almost doesn't look fair. She's 6'3" and a senior, and she towers so far over the blockers, the Auburn girls just don't have an answer for her. She pretty much swings away at will. There's the serve to the back row. Again, they set it. The set on the attack is Heidi Gerdes. Gerdes with a nice swing, and she'll get the kill. Heidi Gerdes with the kill for the Auburn Bulldogs. 4-2, 4-3 your score now. Johnson County Central up by one. The pass comes forward, set to Beathy. Beathy on the swing. It's just automatic. The girls in the back row just look at one another and say, what are we going to do with this thing? Beathy just picked up her 11th kill of the match, and it's only 5-3 here in set number two, and she has 11 kills already. Now Beathy is back to serve. Ashley Beathy comes to the back row, and it's going to be in just inside the back row. Bryn Casey Libero was back there, and at the last minute she decided to let it go, and somehow Beathy got it just inches inside the back line. Makes it 6-3, Johnson County Central up here in set number two. Beathy serve into the net, service error. Well, she is human. Ashley Beathy served into the net for service error. Back in comes Lily Greer now. Greer checking in. Hyde is in there as the setter. Back to serve is Heidi Gerdes. Picked up. Wellensek with the set to the far side. Wellensek gets it off to Angel Buchanan, and Buchanan gets the kill off the block out of bounds. Point Johnson County Central, 7-4. Sophia Smith serving now for Johnson County Central. Smith on the serve. Back row, Hyde. They set it across. The tip comes from Greer. Just a free ball comes across, set to Harley Lubin. Lubin with the kill. Lubin sets up on the left side and takes a swing and puts it down the net to the right corner and drops it in. Lubin, her fifth kill of the match. 8-4, Johnson County Central up by four in set number two. They lead one set to none. They took the first one 25-9. Smith on the serve. With the set is Hyde. Hyde sets it up for Greer. Greer on the attack error put it into the net as she took the swing. And the point goes to Johnson County Central. Johnson County Central cheering section, red, white, and blue is their theme here tonight. They look like 4th of July across the way, all decked out in their red, white, and blue hats, stripes, and you name it. Having a big time is the cheering section for JCC. Here's a set to Glodar. Glodar on the attack has it blocked back. Picked up, they'll set Glodar again. Now free ball goes over to Johnson County Central. There's Molly Weber with a kill. Molly Weber got a nice little tip of the hat there from Harley Lubin. Lubin kind of reversed things, and she set Weber. Timeout taken by Auburn. 10-4, Johnson County up here in set number two. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Johnson County Central leading set number two, 10-4. Sophia Smith back to serve for the Thunderbirds. JCC took the first set 25-9. Smith into the back row. Save from getting to that back wall. A free ball comes back to JCC, and they're going to set Molly Weber in the middle. Weber with a big attack, but I think they're going to say a net violation. And the point goes to the Auburn Bulldogs. Now serving for Auburn will be Bryn Casey, the libero. Lubin, Beathy, Smith in the back row waiting to receive it. There's Casey's serve. Dugout set comes to the near side to Lubin. Lubin with the attack on the swing. Wouldn't drop it. Coming back across with the swing is Emery Taylor. Now Molly Weber An overpass, Weber put down, dug out nicely in the back row. They set Harley Lubin on the left side. Lubin, the attack a little bit long off the back line. Point goes to Auburn. 10-6, Johnson County Central by 4. Set number 2. Bryn Casey serving for the Bulldogs. Coach Kara Engels up here giving her the hand signals. Weber tips it across, couldn't get it down. Again to Taylor. Taylor, oh, a nice attempt over here by Lubin to try and get to it, but too much on it. Taylor got it down. Emery Taylor with the kill. On Taylor, that is her fourth kill of the match. She leads the Auburn Bulldogs in kills here. Serving, Bryn Casey. Casey, low serve, barely clears the net. Set for Weber. Oh, Weber put it right in the face of Grayson Jones. Jones just couldn't handle that one. Weber with a nice attack. Molly Weber with the kill. That's her sixth kill of the match. 11-7, Johnson County Central up by 4 here. In set number 2. That's going to be an ace serve coming out of the back by Reese Carter. Reese Carter with the ace. Auburn just could not handle it. It was a very low trajectory, high velocity serve. That's what Reese Carter serves up here. Does the same thing again into the back row. It drops. Picking it up in front is Grayson Jones. They set it to Taylor. Taylor tips it over, and a great job by Weber. Molly Weber just flipped the ball over the net and rolled it down toward the left side and got it to drop on the Bulldogs' side of the net. 13-7. JCC leading here in set 2. They won set 1, 25-9. Reese Carter serving for the Thunderbirds. Dug out in the back by Bryn Casey. The pass to Taylor. Taylor with a good hard swing, but picked up nicely in the back. Lubin on the attack. Lubin couldn't get it down. Pass goes from Gertis over to the side to Taylor. Taylor with the swing. Couldn't get it. Another nice dig by Grayson Jones to Taylor. Taylor with the swing in the middle. There to get it is Lubin. Lubin on the swing and the kill. Harley Lubin picks up the kill. That is her sixth of the night. Lubin with 6 kills. Molly Weber has 7. And, of course, Ashley Beathy with 11 already. Serving, Reese Carter. She's on a tear here right now. Her fourth serve. Set on the near side. Ball tipped over by Grayson Jones. Couldn't get it. Beathy from the back row takes a swing. That's dug out nicely in the back row. Set it to the near side. Grayson Jones. Jones on the attack. It won't go down. Beathy out of the back row. Got it down. A back row set to Ashley Beathy. She can do that to you no matter where she's at on the court. Coming out of the back row, beautifully set there by Riley Wellenschek. Timeout taken, Auburn, 15-7, Johnson County Central leading in set number 2. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha County Hospital always cares about our health and our safety. That's why they want to remind us that they offer a secure, MedSafe drop box to discard unused or out-of-date medications. You'll find it just inside the emergency room entrance. Medications must be placed directly into the drop box by the person in possession of them and not handed to a hospital employee. Protect your family and protect our community. Dispose of medications safely. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's live coverage brought to you in part by Tri-State Truck and Tractor, Auburn Insurance, Helbert Dunn and Burns, also Heller Martial Arts, Frontier Bank, and Community Insurance Group. Say thanks to those folks for this live volleyball coverage. Reese Carter serving for Johnson County Central. The pass comes forward to Emma Hyde, not able to get there. Hyde was the setter, but the pass was too close into the net. She couldn't get there. She was going to try and set Emery Taylor on it. Reese Carter continues to serve here. 16-7 now, JCC. Carter, that serve is just out on the back line. Just a little bit too strong for Reese Carter. This Johnson County Central team is 24-0, and you can certainly see why here this evening. They've got it all here, pretty much. Lubin digs it out. Molly Weber will give a free ball over. No, they're going to sink 4 hits here. And it'll be point Auburn. 16-9. Bulldogs back within 7 now. Serving for Auburn is Grayson Jones. They'll set it to the near side to Lubin. Lubin just clears the net, actually set it on top of the net momentarily. Oh, beautiful dig there. Dug out in the back row, getting the dig with Sophia Smid. But the ball went into the net. We've got a net violation on the front row on Johnson County, or on Auburn. And the point goes to Johnson County Central. 17-9, JCC, up by 8. Greer with the set across to Taylor. Taylor chips it down, dug out by Carter. Across it comes to Beathy. Beathy's attack, dug out this time. Again, they'll set it across. Weber on the slide to the near side. Set to Taylor. Taylor goes to the back row. Lubin is there waiting for it. Molly Weber on the swing and the kill. Molly Weber having a good night here. We've called her a lot. That's her 8th kill of the night. She's second behind Beathy, Ashley Beathy, who has 12. Harley Lubin into serve now for JCC and the Thunderbirds. Lubin, oh, service error, goes into the net. Point goes to Auburn, 18-10. Johnson County Central leading here in set number one. Nora Jakobitz into serve for the Bulldogs. Jakobitz picked up in the back row by Lubin. They pass it forward. Wellensack, who sets Weber. Weber gets it off the block. The ball goes high in the air and is saved on the near side. Free ball comes across. Again, they set Weber. And again, it's blocked back. Great job of blocking there by Auburn's Heidi Gertis. Now they'll set Gertis. Gertis tried to tip it to the left side, then dink it over the block. Here's Beathy with a kill off the block. That overpowering swing of Ashley Beathy high in the air. That is her 13th kill of the match. Now, Charlene Bobadilla. Bobadilla back in the lineup, the 5'7 senior. She started. They broke part of the rotation. Molly Weber will be serving for Johnson County Central. Service error, JCC. If there's been any rough spot in this effort tonight by Johnson County Central, it's been on the service line. They've committed several service errors tonight in this match thus far. Serving for Auburn is Emery Taylor. Taylor goes to the back row left side. They'll bring it forward and set Beathy. Beathy over the block. Nice job there by Jones. Now they'll set Beathy once again. Beathy with the swing from the left side attack. That one is picked up. Emma Hyde with the set across to Jaden Vladar. Vladar got it down. Vladar with the kill. Jaden Vladar. That is her second kill of the night. Serving for Auburn, Emery Taylor. Pass comes forward to Wellensack. They'll set Beathy, and Beathy puts it over the top. I believe, though, we're going to have a net violation by Beathy that time. Ashley Beathy got up in the air and came down with her elbow on top of the net. Yep, that's how she got into the net, with her elbow on top of it. Okay, that point, here's the service comes across. Tipped over the net by Heidi Gertis for Auburn, and Gertis is going to get the point. Point goes to Auburn, 20-13. That was a sweet move there by Heidi Gertis, the middle hitter for the Auburn Bulldogs, as she put it down. Now Emma Hyde, the setter, is in to serve for Auburn. Into the back row, Lubin digs it out. Pass comes forward to set to Beathy. Beathy, again with a big swing. Great job dug out there by Vladar. Vladar will put the ball over the net. Oh, into the net. Couldn't get it across. And the point goes to Johnson County Central. Well, Jaden Vladar kind of was surprised by that volleyball. It came at her and she wouldn't expect it. She tried as best she could to tip it back over the net. Couldn't get it to go. 21-13, Johnson County Central leading here in set number two with Ashley Beathy at the service line for the Thunderbirds. Beathy comes across. They set it to Vladar. Vladar tried to put it to the left side and got it inside the left lane. Nice job. Just inside the left side line by Jaden Vladar. Found a little opening there between two Thunderbird defenders and got it down for the kill. Vladar's second kill. Serving is Heidi Gertis for the Bulldogs. The set to Harley Lubin. Lubin with the attack. Put it down the left side. Got it just inside the left lane in the back left corner. She hit it where there was nobody. That's the key to this game, as I understand it. Lubin found an empty spot on the floor and threaded the needle. Now serving, Sophia Smith, 5'8", sophomore. Her team up 22-14 here in set number two. Smid with an ace serve in the back row. Dropped it just inside the line. Sophia Smid with the ace. JCC won set number one, 25-9. They're up 23-14 here in set number two. Sophia Smid, the libero, in to serve. There's Smid's service, picked up by Glaudar. They pass it forward to Hyde. Hyde sets Glaudar. Glaudar with a tip down the right side, couldn't get it. Set to Lubin. Harley Lubin blocked off the block, and putting it down was Lily Greer. Greer got up in front of Lubin and put it right back in her face and put it down. Point goes to Auburn. Serving for the Bulldogs is Bryn Casey. 23-15, JCC. Bryn Casey serve, picked up by Beathy in the back row to Wellensack. Tamale Weber. Weber. Now Lubin puts it across. They had a little jost at the net. Taylor with a long swing. It's long and out. Big swing there by Emery Taylor. Put it between defenders, but it was just long on the back line. Point goes to JCC. Set point, Thunderbirds. 24-15 is your score. Into the net. Another service error. They've had their issues there. Sage Rother was in serving that time. And Sage puts it into the net for yet another service error. That's been really the only weak point I've seen on this JCC team. Grayson Jones serving for Auburn, 24-16. JCC set point. Swing by Lubin. Got it down. Harley Lubin put it down, and JCC takes set number two, 25-16. They lead it 2-0. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Fall City.
Start your martial arts journey today. Teller Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Quickly, a final from the Pioneer Conference at Wymore. Johnson Brock defeats Pawnee City 3-0, 25-12, 25-20, 25-10. Back to live action here in set number three. Set it across to Taylor. Emery Taylor with a swing. Went off of Harley Lubin into the rafters and off the wall. Point goes to Auburn. Bulldogs go up 1-0 here in the third set. JCC took the first two, 25-9, 25-16. Serving for the Bulldogs is Grayson Jones. Barely safe from going out of bounds. A free ball comes across. Setting is Hyde. Hyde sets it up for Greer. Greer can't get it down. Set goes to Beathy. Beathy goes to the left rear corner and gets the kill. Ashley Beathy, kill number 13 of the match. and we're even at one apiece here in set number three. Pioneer Conference Finals will be heard here on Sunny 101.3 next Saturday. I'll have the play-by-play for you coming up Saturday. Here's the tip across the net. Bobadilla sets Beathy. Beathy puts it to the back row. Picked up nicely by Grayson Jones. Set to Taylor. Taylor swings to the back corner. Got it down. Nice job by Emery Taylor, a 5'7 sophomore. Left side over there on the swing. Nice attack. Just got it into that left rear corner. Serving Nora Jakovic for Auburn. They're going to set it to Beathy on the near side. Beathy just out in the back corner. A rare miss there by Ashley Beathy. She found the opening on the floor, but just a little bit long on the back line. So, once again, serving is Jakovic. Jakovic picked up by Lubin in the back row. Walaszek just surprised everybody. She's the center over there. Everybody was waiting for her to set Beathy, so what does she do? She just tipped it over and caught the Auburn girls napping over here. Tipped it over the net instead of setting it to Beathy and got the easy point. 3-2, Auburn up by one. Set number three. They trail 2-0 to Johnson County Central. There's a free ball put across the net by Emma Hyde. The set comes to Beathy. Beathy pushes it to the back corner. Couldn't get it. Again, Hyde sets to Taylor. Taylor swing into the antenna on the side of the net. That's out. The point goes to Johnson County Central. An error on that big swing over there by Emery Taylor. Serving now for Johnson County Central, Riley Walaszek, the setter. Walaszek puts it deep in the back row, picked up, set to Emery Taylor on the left side. Taylor can't get it to drop. They'll set Beathy. Beathy just has to put a free ball over the net. Nope, they're going to say she was too far out, and the ball went around the antenna. Could not get it back into play. Back into the match comes Jaden Glodar now onto the floor, into the rotation. She'll set up on the front row on the left side. Serving is Emery Taylor. Set comes to Beathy. Beathy with the attack and the kill. Beathy dropped it right in front of Emery Taylor in that back row middle. Taylor just gets up shaking her head and says, wow. Bryn Casey back in to receive this serve now in the back row center. Serving is Beathy. Ashley Beathy on the serve. Picked up nicely. Set goes across to Glodar. Glodar with a big attack. Picked up by Beathy in the back row. Now they set Lubin. Lubin hits it across. Free ball. And tipping it down. Beathy. Oh, great job by Lubin to save that one. Put it across the net. Great block by Bobadilla. Bobadilla with the block. And again, and this time the ball does go down. Not able to get there was Harley Lubin. Bobadilla made a great play on that volleyball, though, to save it from getting to the floor the first time. And it's 5-4. Auburn up by one here in the third set. They've dropped the first two, 25-9, 25-16 to Johnson County Central. Bobadilla with the swing. It's wide to the left. Point goes to Auburn. Bulldogs showing a little life here now. Up 6-4. Coach Kara Engels up right in front of our broadcast table here, shouting encouragement to her girls. Serving, Emma Hyde. Received back here by Lubin. They set it right back to Lubin. Lubin with the big attack from the left side. Could not get it. There's a try for the tip over the won't go by Grayson Jones. Came up just shy. Hit the top of the tape and fell on the Auburn side of it. Point goes to JCC. 6-5. Auburn up by one. We're live tonight from Johnson County Central. Here in Tecumseh, I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer. Here's the serve. Hyde sets it to Taylor from the back row. Taylor with the swing. Couldn't get it. Across the way, and there's a kill put down for Angel Buchanan, a sophomore. Buchanan over on that right side is a right-side hitter. Got the set there from Riley Walaszek and knew what to do with it. Point goes to Johnson County Central. We're tied at 6 apiece in set number 3. Serving is Sophia Smith, the libero. A serve! Smith dropped it in the corner. Back right side. Auburn girls thought that one was going to be long, and then it just tailed off and dropped well inside the back line by a foot or so. Sophia Smith, she's a sophomore. 5'8", she's a libero on this Johnson County team. all the moving parts in place. This one is a little bit long. She tried it again, and this one is just out by inches. Back onto the floor for Auburn comes Lily Greer, 5'11 junior. Replaces Bryn Casey, the libero. Greer is in the front line, front row. Heidi Gertis serving. Picked up by Beathy in the back row. This set to Lubin. Lubin on the kill. I talked about the 1-2 punch in the pregame show here of Harley Lubin, Ashley Beathy. Right now, Lubin with 9 kills, Beathy with 14, and right behind is Molly Weber. She's got 8 kills, so they've spread the ball around here tonight for Johnson County Central. T-Bird serving. Set to the back row for Taylor. Beathy picks it up, digs it out, set for Lubin. Lubin puts it down on the side. It's out. Harley Lubin tried to put it around the blocker down the left line here and got it just outside the line barely. We're tied at 8. Auburn putting up a battle here in set number 3 after dropping the first two. Serving is Bryn Casey. Beathy receives it in the back row. They set it forward for Molly Weber. Weber with a nice swing across, but dug out by Taylor. Taylor answers with one of her own. Dug out in the back row by Schmidt. They go to Molly Weber. Weber with another attack. Couldn't get it down. Taylor. Weber with the block on Taylor. In the back row. Picked up by Grayson Jones. Free ball comes across. And Wolosek sets Molly Weber. Weber down the right side. Couldn't get it to fall. Now Taylor on the attack for Auburn. Long rally this time. Here comes Harley Lubin with a try at it. And Harley Lubin ends that rally with a kill. Harley Lubin in double figures now. She has 10 kills. Ashley Beathy with 14 kills. You mentioned Molly Weber has 7. On the other side of the ledger, leading the way for Auburn is Emery Taylor. She's got 5 kills on the night for the Bulldogs. There's a tip picked up by Hyde. Set to Taylor. I think she got that one down. Nice job there by Emery Taylor. Taylor's just a sophomore, 5'7". She's a competitor over there on that left side. Taylor, the getting a nice swing on that one. She now has 5 kills. Here's the serve. Picked up by Beathy. Set to Beathy. Beathy on the attack. Couldn't get it down. Free ball. Comes right back to Beathy. Off to Wolosek. Wolosek, oh, just tipped it over. And again, Auburn got caught napping there. They are so focused on that, figuring that set is coming to Ashley Beathy. And then Riley Wolosek takes advantage of that. Everybody's looking to Beathy here on the side, and then Wolosek just tips it over the net instead. 10-9, JCC back on top. Taylor with a nice kill. Emery Taylor. She sets up on that left side, and Emma Hyde has a nice way of getting the ball over to her. That is 6 kills now for Emery Taylor for the Auburn Bulldogs. We're tied at 10 apiece here in set number 3. Auburn putting up quite a battle to Johnson County Central in this third set after dropping the first two, 25-9, 25-16. With the serve is Nora Jacobitz, received by Lubin in the back row. The set to Beathy. Beathy, big hard swing, has the kill once again. Nora Jacobitz tried to dig that out. She actually got the ball up, but none of her teammates could get over to it down there deep in that left rear corner, right where Beathy had wanted to put it. 15 kills now for Beathy, 10 for Lubin. Here's the service to the back row. A joust at the net. Beathy's going to win that one. Beathy was at it there with Emma Hyde and just towered over her. Tipped it down, 16 kills for Beathy. 12-10, Johnson County Central leading set number 3. They won the first two. Out of the back row, digging it out is Bryn Casey. Taylor, oh, did Taylor put one on him? Wow, Emery Taylor hit that one like she was mad at it. That was an angry swing by Emery Taylor. The girls in the back row for JCC were not expecting that one. That had a lot of gunpowder in it. All right. Now they'll set Beathy, and Beathy tries to answer. Couldn't get it. Nice block. And a lifted ball. They're going to say a double touch on Johnson County Central. Point goes to Auburn. Bulldogs really hanging in there with Johnson County in this third set. We're tied at 12 here in set number 3. Serving for Auburn, Emery Taylor. They'll set it to Beathy. Beathy tips it across that time. Couldn't get much of a swing on it. Taylor sat out of the back row. Puts it deep in the back. Lubin dug it out. Lubin brings it forward to Weber. Safe from getting onto the floor. Wellensack sets Beathy. Beathy, that changeup again that she throws, but this time Auburn ready for it. Again, they're going to set Beathy. No, there's Wellensack again trying to surprise him. Bobadilla got it over the net. And the point is going to go to Johnson County Central. Bobadilla took advantage of a free ball and tipped it over, dropped it right over the edge of the net. The point goes to JCC. 13-12, Johnson County Central, up by one, set number three. They lead two sets to none here in Tecumseh. Ashley Beathy at the service line for JCC. Back row picked up Casey. Bryn Casey goes forward with the set to Taylor. Taylor. An error on the swing into the net. Point Johnson County Central. 14-12 JCC. Third place in championship coming up Thursday night. You'll hear them live here on Sunny 101.3. Yours truly will be on hand to call those games for you. Friday night, Auburn Bulldog football with Syracuse. There's a tip over the net by Heidi Gertis. It's going to go off the antenna and out. Touch last by Johnson County. It'll be Auburn's point. 14-13, Bulldogs within one here in this third set. Serving for Auburn is Emma Hyde. Lubin receives the service. The set comes back to Lubin, and Lubin's going to get the kill. Harley Lubin put that one off the fingertips of Emma Hyde in the back row and then off the wall. 11 kills for Lubin, 16 for Beathy, 8 for Weber. Auburn led so far in this match by Emery Taylor, a sophomore. She's got 6 kills. 2 kills each here for Jordan Vladar and Emma Hyde. All right, Bulldogs with the swing on the right lane and a kill by Emery Taylor. Taylor put that down the right sideline and dropped it in. Back onto the floor comes Lily Greer. In at the service line for Auburn is Heidi Gertis. Heidi Gertis, the middle hitter, ready to swing away. Lubin and Beathy in the back row along with Smith waiting to receive. Beathy receives a set to Weber. Wellensack sets Molly Weber. Molly Weber knows what to do. Hammers the ball down to the court. Weber with the kill. That is 9 for Molly Weber. So Johnson County getting close to having three of their hitters in double figures for kills here. On the services, Reese Carter. Carter, they'll set the near side to Gladar. Gladar got it in the back line. Nice job there by Jaden Gladar. Senior 5'7 on the right side. Got that about a foot inside the back line on the right corner. She comes to the bench with a smile. That was a fun swing for her. Into service, Bryn Casey. Picked up in the back row by Schmidt. They pass it forward to Weber. And Weber's going to get a nice job at the line. Weber found the donut hole out here in the middle of the floor and dropped it in between all the defenders. Molly Weber, double figures now. She has 10 kills. Lubin with 11. Beathy with 16. Auburn into the corner. Swing. Down the attack is Emery Taylor, just long. Just long down in the corner on the left side. So, the service is from Harley Lubin. They set it into the middle, trying to tip it over. Beathy is up there doing battle, and the point goes to Johnson County Central. Lily Greer at 5'11", and Beathy were jousting at the net. Now a timeout taken by Auburn. 19-15, Johnson County Central leading set number 3. They lead 2 sets to none. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers know you need more than seed and feed to grow your business. It takes dedication, insight, and a willingness to work hard. And it takes Frontier Bank. From real estate loans to expand your operation, equipment financing to boost your output, livestock, and operating loans. Frontier Bank has the people to help. Stop by or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Red ready to move back to live action here in set number three. Harley Lubin at the service line for Johnson County Central. The Thunderbirds up 19-15 here in the third set, leading two sets to none. Here's Lubin served to the back row, picked up by Bryn Casey. Casey with the pass forward, comes up to Gertis. Gertis tips it over, a free ball. And again, Wolinczak tried to fool them. This time they were ready when she looked for that donut hole in the middle. Now Wolinczak is going to set Beathy. Beathy, big swing on it, dug out nicely. The ball stayed on this side of the net, and the point's going to go to Johnson County Central. Off the net, two hits, a double touch called on Auburn. 20-15, JCC 5 points away from moving to the championship, where they would be facing Elmwood Murdoch, who earlier tonight beat Freeman in five. There's a long swing, just got it in. On the attack that time was Emery Taylor for the Auburn Bulldogs. That is seven kills now for Taylor. Good job. Most of these kills have come from the far left side of the net there by Taylor. Here comes Beathy with the swing. Oh, great job. Good block there by Lily Greer. But Beathy got it on the ricochet and put it back. Lily Greer blocked Beathy's swing, put it back across the net, and on the ricochet, Beathy went up. You'd almost call it an overpass, and Beathy just clobbered that one, put it down. 21-16, 4 points away is Johnson County Central from the championship. The set to Taylor. Taylor has it blocked back at her. A free ball is put across. Molly Weber passes forward to Wolinczak. She'll set Beathy. Beathy drops it over. Oh, great pancake. They picked it up off the floor there by Glaudar. Again, Beathy on the swing. Free ball comes across. Reese Carter, chips it up to Wolinczak. Wolinczak will set Beathy once again. Boy, they're doing a good job of digging Beathy's swings out here right now. Chipping the ball across is Emery Taylor for yet another kill. That is eight kills for Emery Taylor now. She's been the leader here offensively for the Auburn Bulldogs. Jakovich checks in, replacing Lily Greer. She'll come in to serve here. 21-17, the lead is four. JCC 4 points away. Wolinczak set to Beathy. Beathy with the kill. 17 kills for Ashley Beathy. A dominating performance here by the senior outside hitter. She had 21 last night in the win over Weeping Water. It's 22-17. JCC up by five. Bulldogs battling hard here, but being overpowered by this Johnson County Central team. Again, the set to Beathy, and the kill, and again, Beathy just finding the hole there. What she does is she lulls you into expecting that fastball where she's just going to pound the ball into your face. She goes up, takes the big swing, and then throws a changeup and just drops it on the left side of the line and puts it down. 18 kills for Beathy. Beathy there to tip it across. Yet another one. Beathy had an overpass, came to her side of the net. You can imagine what happened when that happened. She's got 19 kills. 24-17. This will be the match point coming up. The serve to the back row. Pass forward to Greer. Free ball put across. Wolinczak put the set to the middle. There's a swing. Tip picked up in the back court. Emma Hyde. Free ball again put across. Here comes the set. The set to Beathy for the match. Nope, couldn't get it. Nice job in the back row. Dug out by Hyde. Taylor with a swing. Beathy, she'll get another set from Wolinczak. No, they tip it over. Wolinczak couldn't get it down. Set to the left side to Gertis. Gertis puts it down with a kill. Heidi Gertis dropped it in front of Sophia Smid. That was a sweet swing there by Heidi Gertis, 5'10 junior. She'll get the kill. 24-18, second match point for JCC. Here it comes to Beathy, and they got it out. Beathy on the joust at the net, and there it is. Beathy put it down. 25-18 will be your final here in set number three. Johnson County Central takes the match in three, 25-9, 25-16, 25-18. Stay with us. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with a post-game wrap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name?
At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Whether it's your hometown gear or a quick to-go meal, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Fall City. From custom tees and cozy hoodies to snacks and to-go lunches, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Fall City. Custom looks from homegrown roots.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at fastsolutions.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Johnson County Central High School, where tonight we've been witnessing the ECNC Conference Tournament. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds have just defeated the Auburn Bulldogs 3-0 here. 25-9, 25-16, 25-18 were your scores. Earlier this evening, in a five-set match, Elmwood Murdoch, in a bit of an upset, defeated Freeman 3-2. Freeman, Elwin Murdoch took the first set 25-20. Freeman came storming back 25-16, then a squeaker in the third. Elwin Murdoch won it 26-14. Freeman, a dominating performance in the fourth set, 25-12, and then a real squeaker in that fifth set, 15-13, Elwin Murdoch over Freeman. In the Pioneer Conference coverage, you heard tonight over on KTNC, Exeter Milligan Friend defeated Sacred Heart 3-0, 25-17, 25-18, 25-18. In the nightcap, Johnson Brock over Pawnee City in 3, 25-12, 25-20, 25-10. So, where does that put us? Well, for the ECNC, it means that Johnson County Central will face Elmwood Murdoch Thursday evening at a time yet to be determined. Auburn will be playing Freeman for the third-place consolation. So the championship will be JCC Elmwood Murdoch, third-place Auburn and Freeman. You will hear both of those matches live here on Sunny 101.3. They'll be played here at Johnson County Central. We know that. Yours truly will be here to call those for you. Then on Saturday, we move to Wymore Southern for the Pioneer Conference Championship. The third-place game there will involve the Sacred Heart Irish and Pawnee City. That is scheduled for 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. The championship game scheduled at 4 o'clock will be Exeter Milligan Friend and Johnson Brock. You will also hear both of those matches live here on Sunny 101.3. I'll be making the trip over to Wymore Southern for those games. Again, the Pioneer Conference Championship and third-place consolation. Auburn listeners, don't forget we'll have Bulldog football for you this Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs hosting the undefeated Syracuse Rockets. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff at Auburn. Our pregame show at 6:40. That will also be right here on Sunny 101.3. Blaine Behrens is going to join me for that broadcast, so we hope you'll be tuned in for that. So, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school volleyball here on Sunny 101.3. We leave you with the final scores here. Johnson County over Auburn 3-0, 25-9, 25-16, 25-18. For Kurt Kilman, I'm Randy Gatula. We bid you good evening. You've been listening to high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.